Case item 19 was withdrawn. We're now on item 20, PR 2020-3484, sketch plat 2021-131. And this is for Nafisa Pashtun. And the area is Mojave between Unser and Tasuke. And Mr. Hensley is representing the applicant. Okay, do you want to give us a little overview here?
Okay, this is a sketch of a subdivision of 19 lots created from the two existing tracts. It's adjacent to the Boca Negra Arroyo. Mojave is a constructed roadway, curb gutter, and sidewalk that we'll be connecting to.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. First comment is to request an updated availability statement. The website is provided. It's online form, so Ron, please submit an updated request on there with any updated maps in terms of how the subdivision is to be laid out compared to what was submitted before. The prior statement has expired. You are within the service area, so board approval is not going to be required as part of this project. Would like, with the availability statement request, a conceptual utility plan showing water and sewer mains throughout the project for that review. If there are any public water and public sewer mains near the site, you'll need to locate them with New Mexico 811, have them surveyed, and if they're on the property and not within an easement, you'll need to dedicate additional easement so they're under easement. And details of those requirements are provided in the comments. For infrastructure list requirements, we are anticipating that there are going to be public water and public sewer improvements required. And then once that availability statement is issued, we'd ask that you incorporate those items into a proposed infrastructure list. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Thanks.
Thank you for the comments. They're understood, and we'll make sure that all those are addressed when our preliminary plat is submitted.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. The property is in an area of consistency, so contextual lot size will apply. We can get you those calculations so that we can determine if you're going to need any variances or not. R1D standards will apply. Development next to major public open space and edges, those requirements will apply. And the property is also within VPO2, including the height restricted sub area for future development.
Okay, I appreciate the comments. Those are understood. And our consistency calculations, we find that the minimum lot size for that block at 75% would be 6,000 square feet. So I believe we meet the contextual standards.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, so Mr. Hensley, we have to verify, and we didn't get that done for today, but we need to verify our reading of the contextual standards, but thank you for your input. Let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. The comments are that this property is adjacent to the major open space, as you previously commented. And we had talked to someone in the past about this design, and it appears to meet the IDO regulation for us with a single loaded street there against the major public open space instead of requiring a buffer. And then there would be some other considerations for the major public open space, such as access and connectivity in 52K1A and landscape buffering and screening and 52K1B, that should be coordinated with the open space division under the Parks and Recreation Department. So I would just like some more information about whether or not the open space division would want access. We'd have to get their coordination with this project before signing off. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved grading drainage plan prior to approval of plat or site plan. There is an old G&D on file, but it's over 13 years old, so we need that updated. An infrastructure list will be needed for plat, and a MAFCA may want to review and make comments on the grading and drainage.
Understood, thank you.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Meet minimum right-of-way width requirements and roadway elements for local streets within the subdivision. Provide cross-section for all streets, including the hammerheads. Per new DPM requirements, 5-foot sidewalk is required along the streets. Also provide curb information at the property corners and right by the intersection. Provide sidewalk exhibit showing sidewalk to be built with work order and any proposed deferred sidewalk. Street lights are required at the intersection per DPM requirements. Also provide a street lighting exhibit. Show existing sidewalk width in Mojave Street. The minimum required sidewalk width is 5 feet. Any deviation from this requirement shall require a DRB determination with a justification letter to DRB. All roadway infrastructure shall be placed onto an infrastructure list.
Okay, thank you. I would like a little, so for the existing sidewalk along the property frontage, we would have to request a waiver to maintain that sidewalk?
It's so if it's like 4 feet, for instance, you know, you would be requesting what's called a DRB determination to keep it at its desire at that width. And that would be just based on pedestrian traffic or meeting existing sidewalk widths within the subdivision, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you. I just didn't know if it was another application that was required.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it's just a justification letter within the next application.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hensley, you're getting good at those justification letters, so keep it up.
Keep it, yes.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So standard plat and numbering comments, see section 5.2, site design and sensitive lands. A sensitive lands analysis will be required for this project. 5.3 for access and connectivity requirements. Section 5-4, subdivision of land requirements. And pursuant to that, please provide block lengths to confirm compliance with section 5.4e. And then note that for any future development, your driveways must comply with section 5.3c3b requiring 20-foot sidewalks. There are wall requirements adjacent to major arroyos or major public open space. So that's section 5.7e4. And then I have additional comments that did not get sent to you, but I will resend these. But as a couple of other people have discussed, the site is within 330 feet of major public open space. So there are the requirements for colors and lighting, and then there are the requirements that Ms. Sommerfeld just went over. And so anything that happens there is going to need to meet all of those requirements. And we had a few other things about parking lot landscaping and that future platting actions will be major actions.
Thank you. I'll look forward to the additional comments. I think the developer can abide by all the development regulations that will apply to the future homes.
Okay, and thank you. And Mr. Armijo or Mr. Hensley, so where does the stormwater go on that project?
This is Mr. Hensley. The Boca Negra Arroyo is designated as the discharge point. So the northeast corner would be the discharge point to the Boca Negra Arroyo. And also I anticipate the water quality features for the subdivision would also be in that corner located on that lot 16.
Okay, thank you. All right, you've got your comments. And thank you for spending the day with us, Mr. Hensley.
Well, thank you all very much. It's been a long day.
Okay, bye-bye. Now we're going to go to the action sheet minutes for October 27th, 2021. Is there a motion to approve those?
Ryan Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Ryan Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Web Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approe.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to approve the action sheet minutes of October 27th, 2021. Okay, DRB signing session. Ms. Gould, do we have anything to sign?
So Madam Chair, I am not sure what we have to sign. I need to look through that. And my question to all of you is it okay, because today has been long and because it will take me a long time to prep these up because I'm not Jay. How do you feel about simply having them sent out to you sometime in the next day or so? Okay, I see a thumbs up from Mr. Carter.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times we're only signing infrastructure lists anyway because of them still needing to get signatures on things. So
right. And I think everything anyway, and I'm not even sure going through that we actually have things that need to be signed. So I will do that and I will get back to everybody. I appreciate that. Thank you. And okay. Angela, thank you so much for taking over the chat.
Thank you. And Ms. Gomez is doing a great job today. Ms. Gould is doing a great job. Ms. Gould's been really juggling about 4 different jobs, I think. So
as is almost everybody else around here. Yeah. So
hang in there, everybody. I guess we don't want a recession, but we also would like more staff. So, okay.
Yeah. All right.
We are adjourned at 2:21. Thank you all.
Thank you.